Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Defend Your Ship. I think I'm going to be the one on defense today, which is exciting. I am Stevie, Sonic Kitty on Tumblr, because I'm still on Tumblr for no good reason. And here with me today, I have the other host, Raina.
Hello. If you want to find me on the interwebs, my Instagram is RainaSinclair28. And my Facebook is also Raina Sinclair.
Nice. Is there a significance to the 28? Not to get off topic.
Instagram would not let me just put my name. So I had to add a number.
I hope that some mystical significance is revealed regarding that number someday. So today, Raina, would you like to introduce our concept for this special episode?
So since we kind of had a Christmas episode,
yeah, I don't know if that's actually going to air on Christmas.
Do it. Do it.
All right.
So I thought, well, what could we do as the resident Jew of this duo? I was like, well, what could we do as like a Hanukkah special? And I know I have a lot of spicy takes about this topic, and you love this topic.
I have a lot of spicy takes, too.
I mean,
fair. Love it doesn't mean I can't be spicy. Gosh.
I'm sorry. And so I thought, well, let's talk about a very complicated and problematic figure within fandom.
It boggles my mind that you think that this character is complicated. Well, he is complex.
I guess...
No, but
like, okay, let me explain that further.
No, that's fair. And I'm so entrenched in the fandom that I'm like, I'm all bought into the fandom version of this character, so I have no, there's no problem for me. It's just...
Well, because I guess, like, while you're deep in the fandom, I think more about, like, his creation and the context of why this character was created and all of that stuff, so... This is the discussion we're going to have.
Yes, and without further ado, perhaps we ought to introduce the man, the legend.
This episode is going to be Fanon Captain America versus Canon Captain America.
I will be representing Fanon Captain America.
And I will be representing Canon Captain America.
Yes.
Also, I should look this up on my phone to make sure that I have my facts right. Continue.
Okay. So, I don't have any source material on my phone. I was just going to go off of memory. I've actually contributed to the fan wiki page for Captain America and for Stucky, the ship between Steve and Bucky. So I don't know, should I?
Okay. So
deep sigh.
I'm going to get a lot of flack for this.
No, I won't let you get any flack for this. I'll defend you.
So Steve Rogers, like, as well, and I think the MCU and fandom has sort of changed our view on Steve Rogers. But the idea of Captain America in general is a very sort of complicated topic for a lot of reasons. One, the idea of a superhero representing all of America.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you know anything about American history, that's a very divisive idea.
Yeah, probably a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, and so the reason Captain America was specifically created... he was created by Jews.
Yes.
By Joe Simon and Jack Kirby in the 1940s. Specifically, because while World War II was going on, and this is a thing that every single elementary, middle school, and high school history teacher has kind of sort of tried to bury in our public education, was that America was actually pretty pro-Germany during World War II. There were a lot of German immigrants, and there was a lot of anti-Semitism, and really, The only reason we got involved in World War II in the first place was because of the Japanese and Pearl Harbor. And, like, while we've sort of revised it to be like, oh yeah, we totally kicked the Nazis' asses, that was more Stalin and the Red Army, and you don't fuck with Stalin and Russia and have a land war in the middle of winter. Learn from your mistakes. But basically, so yeah, so there wasn't a lot of sympathy for Jewish Americans and Jews in general during World War II. And so Captain America was basically created by two Jews to create sympathy for them, to basically be like, hey, this character is fighting Hitler and sees Hitler doing wrong and wants to believe in American values and blah, 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 and all that greatest generation good boy stuff. And because of this, and because in the 1940s, you couldn't be like, oh, Captain America is a Jew, they specifically made him a blue-eyed, blonde-haired, white boy, Gentile, from the Lower East Side. They changed it in the MCU to be from Brooklyn, but he was actually originally from the Lower East Side. And Irish Catholic, if I remember?
That sounds right to me.
Yeah. So while the intentions behind Captain America were good, and I'm not disagreeing with that, and I understand while the politics at the time had to put it that way, because, again, you couldn't just be like, oh, the version of America, like, the person that's literally personified in America is a Jew. Now, when you kind of look at it through a modern-day lens, when you take it within the context of the MCU, he kind of looks like the Ubermensch.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's really, at the end of the day, my sort of problematic feels about Captain America is that while, much like canon Jesus, there were good intentions.
Spicy take. Spicy.
There were good intentions that kind of got warped over time. And while I appreciate fandom Captain America and the, like, Stucky ship and a lot of what has come from fan takes on it, I think whenever somebody says that Captain America is their favorite superhero without that fandom context, it makes me suspicious. Because then my mind immediately goes to this, like, patriotic, romanticized version of what America should be, without considering all the context with that comes with what America actually is.
Right, whereas 99% of all Captain America fan fiction is just superhuman fucking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I have no problem with.
Of course. No, it's the notion that America is good and pure that we have a problem with.
Yes!
If it's America getting down and dirty and fucking just fucking eating ass. I mean, all day, every day, just ass-face marathons. That's fine.
Yeah, and so, like, I know that you were a big part of that fandom for a very long time.
Oh, gosh. That's one way of putting it.
And, like, again, like, I think that those fans' takes on, like, because I have read, like, fan fiction where Steve is trans, or yeah. Steve is secretly a Jew,
You've
or,
read
like,
fan fiction where Steve is trans? What have you read? I've probably read it, too. Or maybe I haven't. You should wreck it to me.
The title. It was basically a porn fanfic where Bucky and Steve were on a plane together and then they go to a bathroom to fuck.
Oh, I've totally read that. Remarkable, I have read that.
So, yeah. That's my stance. Do you have anything to add to that?
So what do you have to say for yourself, Steve? What do you have to say for yourself, my co-host whose name is Steve? Well,
I love you. It's just that, well, and again, like, as somebody who culturally, because, like, religiously, I mostly identify as an atheist, but culturally, like, I grew up Jewish American, like, and an Ashkenazi Jew. So, like, that's very much part of my identity, even when I didn't want it to be part of my identity. Like, I grew up going to synagogue. Like, I grew up hearing stories about the Holocaust. Like, I grew up with all of that sort of content. So, like, that... Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas yeah. I grew up with a white Midwestern dad who was obsessed with World War II. I grew up hearing bedtime stories about Market
well,
Garden.
My dad was also obsessed with World War II and was a goy that married a Jew, but
oh,
like...
Oh, God, that's problematic. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it was... So, like, I very much got sort of that context of all of that stuff going around, and so I feel like... That's kind of missing a little bit in discussions about Captain America, or it's used as a defense to basically be like, this is Captain America. If you don't like Captain America, then you're against this. And I feel like that's simplifying the problem.
Yeah, well, like, are you saying that you're seeing that argument coming from people who like Captain America as a superhero, like attached to the comics and just attached to that idea of patriotism and the American
yeah,
way?
Yeah, like, right. It's the same thing where... Oh God, I shouldn't say that. Never mind.
No, you can. Are you kidding? We talked about wound fucking on this podcast. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Well, this isn't sexual. It's political, but it's like
that's so much worse. My apology.
It's the same thing of like saying like, well, whoever is anti-Israel must be anti-Semitic. Mm,
yeah, that's difficult.
Where it's like, I've definitely seen this argument of like, if you don't like Captain America, you're anti-Semitic.
Oh. That's weird. That seems like a stretch.
Well, with the context of, like, he was created during World War II to, like, as a way for Jews to get out their frustrations about Nazis.
Yeah, yeah. And, gosh. Yeah, that... But he's...
And I don't think it's a one...
Thank you for stopping my stammering.
And I don't think it's, like, a 1+1=2 comparison, because I feel like there's more to it than that. Like... Again, you can acknowledge the history of Captain America and why that's so important, but that doesn't mean you necessarily have to like Captain America as a concept mm-hmm. or defend Captain America.
Right. I mean, yeah, nobody is under any obligation to have the same view of Steve Rogers as a character or have the same opinion of Captain America as a superhero. Even within fandom, you see lots of different splinters and opinions, and Steve can look different as a character depending on who he's paired with. I mean, I've experienced very different characterizations of Steve between the Stony Steve Tony fandom and the Stucky Steve Bucky fandom, and then that splinters off even further when you're getting into, like, what's Steve like when he's with Peggy? Like, how do we define these characters in conversation with each other and in contrast to each other? Like, the role that Steve plays in a Steve-Tony relationship is very different from the roles that I've seen him play in relationships with Bucky, not just because of the positions that they're taking when fucking, like, actual relationship dynamics, you know?
And also to, like, maybe muddle the pot even further, like, this is gonna be another spicy. But, like, in my mind, I think when they made Sam Captain America,
mm-hmm.
that, like, visually that makes more sense to me than Steve Rogers, because, again, Steve Rogers is this blonde-haired, blue-eyed mm-hmm. character, and the idea of that being America invokes a lot of problematic feelings in me, whereas Sam, who is an African-American,
mm-hmm.
the idea of that representing America with all of its good parts and its baggage, that makes more sense to me narratively as a writer. Does that make sense?
Oh, wholesale. And I think Sam makes a great Captain America, and that's something that's, I think that's underused in canon and in fandom, because fandom had a really easy time latching on to Steve, white, and Bucky, white. Although I've seen a lot of really great representations in fandom of Bucky as Jewish that I just love. In fact, one of my favorite writers, Hans Beckhart, has written a whole marathon of fics where Bucky is Jewish. And it makes for a great story, and it brings in that element of Judaism from the origins of Captain America without putting Judaism on Steve. And that's interesting in a fan context, because Captain America is not Captain America. The name Captain America, the words Captain America, are not always the center of these stories that we tell.
Yeah.
About the characters associated with Captain America, and that includes Sam and Bucky and Steve.
And again, like, with a lot of, and in some ways that kind of deproblematizes it, because then it's like, if you're just talking about Steve as the character Steve and not with the whole baggage of Captain America, that makes it easier for me, because it's like you're just talking about a person versus a concept.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an iconic, like, and I think that's sort of the problem with a lot of superhero, like, that's sort of the problem with the superhero genre in general, is, like, taking a character and making it an icon to represent this entire force and ideal, and thinking that just one person can somehow take on the whole of evil and badness in the world.
Oh yeah,
when
that's
it can't.
Massive bullshit. Yeah, and my favorite part about the fandom around Captain America, and I want to drill down, because Captain America fandom has existed in so many different capacities for years, for a really long time. He's existed in conversation with different characters in fandom, like the Steve Tony fandom is, that's very centered around, like, the Avengers. The first Avengers film fueled a lot of that, and so did Avengers Assemble. Like, Steve and Tony are basically married in Avengers Assemble, and I'm not going to quibble with that, because I fucking couldn't. It's impossible. Jesus, they're married. But when I was watching, like, Winter Soldier, that movie in particular sparked a very specific movement in fandom around Bucky Barnes as a character, very specifically around Bucky.
Well, also, I think that the MCU deproblematizes that ship, because for those that don't really know, in the original comic, Bucky is a kid.
Okay, well, listen. Okay, yes. Well, okay. So, man, that's just...
That's a whole other conversation.
I'm
sorry.
We're talking about that today.
I'm sorry.
Man, you're just going to throw that at me. All right. So, yes, in the original canon continuity, Bucky was about 4 years younger than Steve. I think the age gap is, like, Bucky is 16 to Steve's 20. And I'm gonna be real honest, when it gets into age gap fic and, like, fic that is about problems, I could still, oh my goodness, we've got a package. This is a podcast segment called The Lovely Person Who's Hosting Us in Their Apartment Goes to Get a Package. Thank you.
We can totally cut this out.
What did you get from Amazon?
Oh, it's a Christmas present from my grandmother.
It's a Christmas present from their grandmother. That's beautiful. All right, we'll resume with my little... Oh, man, now I have to be honest about the thing that I was saying about how I ship underage people. Listen...
I mean, well, and again, like... Sorry. You're not alone in this.
Yes,
like,
I am not alone in this. A lot of people shipped that version of the ship. And that developed into something different as well when you're getting into Captain America White, I think, was the comic that got into a lot of, like, backstory with Steve and Bucky and how they interacted and behaved together. And then there was the Winter Soldier comic as well, in which they were both adults. But, yeah, getting back to
as
the
somebody
MCU,
who shipped Sailor Moon for two decades, I have no leg to stand on.
You're not going
to
judge me, bless your heart. and I understand that that's a problematic thing. I'm interested in that ship because of the problems. The
but
problems
I think,
are what,
like,
makes me interested.
The fact
but
that they made Steve and Bucky the same age definitely deproblematized that ship.
Yes.
That's the point I was making.
Right. It opened it up to a whole new audience. And I think that movie in particular opened up interest in Bucky Barnes as a character. There's a huge, just the abuse narrative in particular became fuel for so many stories and pieces of meta, and just people thinking about, like, why am I drawn to this character? There were a lot of cis women and people, and AFAB people who had experiences with abuse and with dehumanization and with loss of agency, and we all just flocked to this, like, fucking little weird sexual moths. And Steve was there too. Steve actually, he as a character had to come in with his own cult of personality, because the cult of Bucky Barnes after Winter Soldier was so strong that it was like we had to have Steve advocacy of people who were like, wait, we like Steve too.
I mean, I think the crux of this argument is, like, where you're coming at this character from.
Right.
Because I feel like, and that's what makes it so complex, is that, like, it has this history as being, like, a symbol for Jews that needed to be supported in a time that was very hard for them. It, to the Gentiles, it has this symbol as just pure patriotism and, like,
that's,
this sort of, yeah, like, wish, like, this masculine wish fulfillment.
Okay, I will take the masculine wish fulfillment. I don't know, the weird thing is, I really don't know anybody who likes Captain America for the patriotism. I've honest to God, never met them. And
I've met a couple.
I know that you have. But I think I think that's really funny, just in terms of who we experience in the world. Because my first exposure to Captain America was on the internet, was through this fandom, and a fandom that very specifically started around Bucky and then kind of ballooned out from there. Like, we had people getting real salty on takes about who Steve Rogers was as a person. Like, there were actual fights on the internet about Steve's characterization, and you would have people like, just name-dropping here, Blue and Orange, who had a very spit-and-vinegar, like, fiery kind of Steve personality, where he was this angry, salty little kid who just was, like, just pissed at everything and sick and just fighting through his illnesses and his chronic illness and his pain, just fighting through it. And that fight became this just gloss of salt all over his person. And there were people who came to the character that way, and we would go back and analyze his speeches and say, like, this doesn't seem to fit this take. This is probably not good writing, was actually what a lot of us came to think, like, okay, maybe this part doesn't really fit with who he should be as a character. And that turned a lot of ire back on the Avengers films themselves, because we said, this isn't complex enough. This is too much of that patriotism. This is too much of that white picket fence, you know, slicked hair, shiny boy. And we want more of our angry little salty piss boy who's just queer and just wants to fuck and can't because he's too sick and nobody likes him.
And also, like, Civil War.
Okay.
Definitely. And I think, like, that sort of gets into my problems with Captain America, not Steve Rogers, but, well,
Captain America, no,
equating Steve Rogers with America, because, mm-hmm, like, I understand, like, you have a lot of strong feelings for this person, and, like, you love them, and you find out that they're alive again, and you want to help them, but then as a symbol of America, literally, basically being, like, laws don't apply to me, rules don't apply to me, it doesn't even fucking matter that this person killed the parents of one of my best friends. Like, and they're right, fucking angry
and
about it.
This is where we get back into the canon versus fanon, because of the people that were really here for Winter Soldier, a lot of us in that fandom, we built this little niche around our feelings and opinions on this character, and some people who have been in the fandom for a long time are still out there making content. I mean, Speranza's still going, I know for sure. Silent Walrus is still making a lot of really great content. I think Hans Beckhardt's still writing a little bit. Like, people are still out there, but, I mean, Blue and Orange has moved on. Fawn Songs has moved on. I've moved on. I actually wrote a post about leaving the fandom because of shit that was happening in canon. Like, they had that whole... Civil War. Some people enjoyed Civil War. Hans Beckhardt and I are not allowed to talk about Civil War together because she enjoyed it and I didn't, and I don't want to yuck her yum, but I hated that movie.
As a piece of cinema, I enjoyed it. As...
I'm sorry, I'm making faces that our audience can't see.
Cinema is a strong word. As a piece of media, I found it entertaining. As people trying to... people who tried to... And again, I'm not one of those people that was, like, either Team Steve or Team Bucky. Like, I acknowledge that they are complicated characters, and I both have reasons I like them, and I both have reasons I dislike them, but I feel like, on one hand, I can understand that, like, it's the MCU, like, you killing, like, their yeah. whole thing about killing people is wrong if they're good characters, whatever, blah, 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 but, like, Steve not even being willing to understand, hey, Tony just saw his parents get murdered, and this was an unsolved murder for, like, 2+ decades, and while I understand the thing to be, like, hey, don't kill each other, like, don't do this to yourself, but like not even really being willing to understand this dude literally saw his parents get murdered and is upset.
And like I mean that's a big part of why I didn't enjoy Civil War. I thought that the interpersonal connections made no sense except for the wonderful banter that Sam and Bucky had, because that was the highlight of the film, and I'm glad that they're getting a show together, because I don't read a lot of comics myself, so when things come out in like watchable media, I'm so here for it. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, my attachment to Captain America, and like maybe this makes me a bad person to defend him, is I defend that very specific canon Steve that came out of the Winter Soldier fandom. And when the movies just continued on, like, without us, because the films, the canon has made it very clear that the little angry queer Steve that we all held so close to our hearts and held so close to Bucky in fan art doesn't exist in canon the way that we want him to. He's always going to fall back into what the people in power over him, who often correlate to people in power in other elements of the world, are going to impose their opinions on him, and that gets to be canon, and our feelings don't get to be codified into reality. We only exist in fan space. This version of Steve that I love only exists in fan space, and in myself, because I named myself after him. But you know, I'm the one who keeps getting this haircut. Like, I could do something else with my life, but I don't. I haven't enjoyed those movies. I didn't even see the last Infinity War when it came out, because I was like, ah, what's the point? Like, that's not what I want to watch. I want to get back to that good old angry gay fan fiction.
I watched it.
What do you think?
I enjoyed it again. Like, I enjoy certain ships within the MCU. The MCU as a whole, it interests me because it's literally this decades-long project where people are trying to take comic books and turn that and be like, what would that be in a movie with like a continuation and like different issues and stuff like that, but over years. And so as a movie, that was a very satisfying feeling to be like, all of these threads are coming together.
Yeah.
But that's also, Endgame is like, Chris Evans is done. Chris Evans was like, peace, I'm out.
As well he should. Yeah. I guess that's another thing for me. I haven't really enjoyed the MCU as a project. I have enjoyed specific one-off films, and my allegiance and my loyalty is to those specific films. Thor Ragnarok, Winter Soldier, I enjoyed Captain Marvel. Black Panther was just incredible. I love Black Panther, but like, and I loved, like, Iron Man 1, I enjoyed, Iron Man 3, I enjoyed, but, like, I will talk about those specific films that I liked, and I have very little interest in the cohesion or coherentness of this project as a whole. That was not why I was into it. I was into it, I mean, I was really just into it for these cults of personality that I got into, sort of, like, and I think that is something that's a defining difference between your experience of fandom and mine, is that I do tend to get sucked into these little, like, people and relationships and really niche navel-gazing kind of stuff. And I think that your experience in fandom is kind of flows with the poly interests that you have when you're reading these stories, or about logistics and people and networks.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I don't get sucked into, like, because there definitely are certain ships that I get sucked into.
Yeah.
I think it's also just the fact that I'm sort of also seeing it from, like, a narrative. Like, there's, like, we've talked about this, where, like, for me, shipping is both this thing of, like, I want to see the dynamic between these two characters, and, like, I like their dynamics, like, and I don't, like, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, I have a ship for every show. It's, like, specific dynamics that appeal to me in certain contexts, but there's also a removed part of me that's like, oh, like, I love, like, their narrative, I love these babies, and I want to see them happy, and, like, the whole sort of historic, like, the narrative history of the story and the fandom and all the things that are sort of wrapped up, and that also appealed to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, and
I got two degrees in creative writing.
Yes. I mean, yeah. That's obvious. Yeah. I think my experience in fandom, the fandoms that I belong to will very often not throw out the canon or disregard the canon necessarily, but we will write around and fill in holes in the canon without much consideration to whether or not we are right or wrong. It's just if I see sufficient subtext there in the canon, I will take the subtext as my text. And I will, if something doesn't line up to that subtext, it doesn't really matter because the subtext is where my loyalty is.
I mean, and I don't disagree with you. And like most of the times I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
I think it's just that specifically this character, again, there's so much baggage.
There is. And like, and you're
and
not,
that's what makes it problematic for
right,
me.
And like, you're not wrong. I was there in that fandom for like 4 years, and I really like milked it for all it was worth and had a great time. And towards the end of my tenure in the Captain America fandom, something happened in canon that really changed my perspective on the meaning of fandom, and that was Hydra Cap happened in the comics. And it felt like all of the work we fans had been doing to queer Captain America and to subvert Captain America and to focus on Steve Rogers as a character and to take him outside of that Captain America identity. I mean, so many fics that we did involved him giving up that title and not being Captain America, or being Captain America in a way that was queer, in a way that was marginalized, giving the title to Sam, giving the title to Bucky. Like, there were stories that undid the Captain America identity. And then to see canon, after all of the hard fucking work that we'd done, to see canon just be like, what if he was a Nazi? And like, that's your hot take? That's your hot take? Like, I have read gangbang fix out the wazoo. I'll give you a hot take. Captain America's a Nazi. Are you joking? What is this? Like,
which... Again, I don't agree, like, this is going to be another spicy take. Again, I don't agree with it, but I understand where, if you don't consider the Jewish history and all of that, blah, 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 the, like, or even if you, like, because again, America in World War II was not a great place for Jews to live. Like, there was a lot of anti-Semitism. There was, like, people didn't give a fuck. Again, the only reason we got involved in World War II was because we wanted to fight the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when you consider just the idea of, like, that is a blue, like, a blue-eyed, blonde-haired dude who is Irish Catholic, who did live during, like, and, like, I feel like that's the other thing, is that there's, like, there's this sort of whitewashing element of, like, let's just throw all the problematic aspects of America and American history under the rug so that we can just have this pure patriotic idea. So, yeah. Like, to me, while I don't agree with Captain America as a Nazi, I feel like that was sort of this thing of, like, let us muddy the waters. Like, let us explore this problematic aspect because there is a large fascist, like, just consider the time we're living through now. There is a large fascist
there we go.
Past that America has that we don't like to acknowledge.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And I, as much as I love my Captain America fandom and the time that I had, like, I have let that go and moved on to some new fandoms. I've moved back to some old fandoms that I still, like, I sort of wound up drifting back into Drarry and Spurk and, like, went back to some other fandoms after Captain America. I actually didn't really try anything new after that. I was just so heartbroken because I felt like fandom serves canon in a lot of ways. Like, when you are participating in fandom, you are paving the road for new people to get interested in those characters, in those relationships, and therefore in the source material. And I felt like if the source material was going to be writing stories that, like, when you center Captain America as Hydra, you're elevating that ideology in a way that you maybe are not intending to, but you are when you put it front and center like that. And there was another element to it that particularly upset me, which was the idea that Captain America being a bad guy was supposed to be a shock. this idea of, like, you never know who the bad guys are. Anybody could be a Nazi. And I'm like, you know what? I think the people they hate can tell. That's my hot take.
And, like, again, it goes back to, like, the idea of the populace as a whole versus the small pocket that is fandom. Because, mm-hmm. like, to a lot of those people, like, they don't, like, I mean, okay, maybe it's not that they don't question America at all, but it's like, that is a spicy take to them, because, yep. like, you're taught to believe that America is this great empire that can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, yeah.
Yeah, and
it's just,
it's really a shame, because the fandom that I experienced cared so much about Jack Kirby and I'm sorry,
Joe Simon.
And Joe Simon, yeah. Like, cared so much about those roots, and, like, did a lot of meta and a lot of thought went into talking about who Steve Rogers was as a character, who Captain America was as an identity based in a Jewish thought and Jewish perspective and intention. And, like, there was discussions of Captain America as a golem. I mean, we had some great meta that was about Jewish influence on Captain America. And to see all of that be subsumed by the canon and ignored, I mean, not that we expected canon to give a shit what we were doing. You don't ever really expect that when you're in fandom. But it was such a shame to see no development at all. And for us to be doing all of that hard work and getting new people interested and invested in this character, it really frustrated me to think, this is what I'm delivering people into. That, you know, if they're coming in and they're experiencing Captain America this way, and then they're going to the canon, what am I encouraging people to partake in? And so I think that maybe I'm doing a very poor job of defending myself here, because I think that I ultimately arrived at your way of thinking about this. That
I mean, I don't have any, like, that, like, I didn't want to do this because I wanted an answer. I just was like, I feel like this is a thing that I want to talk about personally, because I feel like it's a discussion that people don't have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, again, I don't think there's, like, a right answer and there's a wrong answer. I think maybe this is the navel-gazing part of me, but these are the discussions I like to have.
Yeah, no, and I think that's great. I think it's really important to have these discussions, and especially to have discussions about the real world implications of what we do in fandom, because there are real world applications, and I think we forget that sometimes, because we really want to enjoy our fantasies, and we're entitled to our fantasies, and we deserve those fantasies, but we also have to be conscious about what we're taking back into the world with us. Yes. So is there anything else you would like to say on this topic that you haven't gotten to say? Even if it sparks another 10 minutes of conversation, just go for it.
Again, I think there's some, like, cute Steve and Bucky fanfics out there.
Oh, there for sure is. It's adorable.
I me having a problem with Captain America doesn't mean I have a problem with Steve Rogers. Like, I still will enjoy a Captain, like, I will still enjoy a Steve and Bucky fic from time to time. And, like, oh, I still enjoy seeing them as a couple. But I think, like, I think I'm the opposite of you, where it's like, for me, it's like, I can deal with the porn. I can't deal with the wider fanfic political sort of discourse about it, because I feel like it gets into uncomfortable territory for me.
That's probably, I mean, and uncomfortable discourse in, like, just, like, Captain America and America, or, like, uncomfortable discourse in terms of,
like,
or, like, political.
Yeah, like, because, like, again, there's a lot of different ways to see Captain America, and when you think about how fandom can be both a wonderful place and a problematic place, and depending on who's writing it and what their political leanings are, and, like, that can get really icky very quickly, depending on who's doing it and what you're reading. And so, like, them fucking great. Kind of having to, like, the wider sort of stuff beyond that, I'm like,
what if Steve Rogers went on the Stephen Colbert show?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I retract my statement. I enjoy crack, porn, and meme trash.
Meme trash, yes. We can wholesale agree on the meme trash. Oh, yes.
But I feel like... Right. Again, it's there's so many things.
What about this? Okay, it's an AU set in universe, right? So the Bucky character in the AU is Bucky Barnes's great-grandnephew. Okay, so he's from this actual line of Bucky's family. Bucky's family is Jewish, and this Bucky has a little trans friend who's named himself Steve Rogers, because what a pretentious little bitch. He's based off of me, by the way. I'm actually in this fanfiction. Just little self-brag there, or a self-burn, not really sure.
Did you write this?
I did not. My friend did, and consulted me on it. Anyway, it's a Bucky Sam fic. Like I said, it's in-universe, and then you get some great, like, offshoot ficlets, where they have to have little, like, they have to have Steve Rogers and Bucky Barnes in conversation with this AU version, so you're really getting into this, like, identity porn level of who are these characters and what's the purpose of them. And Sam is the main narrator.
Is this the one where they mentioned the way station?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is! I've told you about this fic before.
Yes. I mean, that sounds pretty great, but I also don't know if I have the emotional, like, because I feel like the same for you, like, the moment has kind of passed for me. I don't know if I have the emotional wherewithal to, like, give myself that same sort of attention to that kind of fic.
Yeah, or if it's gonna spark the same feeling. Like, there's other fandoms that I've found. Like, I came back to the Kirk and Spock fandom, God, years after I had originally... I've been in that fandom for 10 years off and on, which is a weird thing to think about. And, like, I came to Drury really late in the game. I didn't get into Drury until a couple of years ago, and I've already done a rebound where I've, like, read some Drury, took a break, came back. What? I mean, whereas with Captain America, I was in it real deep for, like, 4 years, and I haven't gone back. It's been, like, 2 years at least since I've really participated in that fandom. And, I actually don't know if I miss it. I might not miss it, which is really sad, because, like, obviously, as you may have heard, over the last 40 minutes, I still have a lot of feelings. But I'm never in a place where I'm like, God, I really have to just read about these characters right now. Yeah. Which is unfortunate. And, like, especially because I still have fans, I still have friends that are making content for this, and I wish I was there participating with them, but I can't really be.
I mean, my big ship out of the like, we've talked about this, but my big ship was a crack ship.
What was it? Tell me again.
It was Loki and Darcy.
Oh, that's not a crack ship. Loki, Darcy, that's part of the Darcy canon, and we'll have to have my friend on to talk about Darcy as a phenomenon, because
that's fair.
What a phenomenon.
But, like, they never actually talk in the series.
That's true.
It is a crack ship.
That's true, and yet, like, among the Darcy ships, that one's pretty common and pretty tame.
Yeah, and so, like, I'll occasionally go back to that for the porn and for the identity politics of that, but that also hits, like, I feel like that's not as murky for me, so that it's, doesn't... Yeah.
You know,
it's a thing I can look back on fondly.
I think Emily put this really well in an episode that may or may not have aired yet, listener, you tell us, but Emily likened fanfiction characters to action figures.
Yes.
And said that she really likes just taking the action figures and smashing them together.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, respect.
And I feel like Darcy Loki is one of those pairings where I'm like, I just want to see you smash.
Right.
Just
but like,
smash.
Whereas if you've got your Captain America figure and he's like clouded with this whole like musk of Americana bullshit, you're like, man, I can't play with this.
Yeah.
I gotta go wash this.
Purell that.
Gonna wash that America right out of my hair.
Oh God,
I think that's
a great point to end.
That's a wrap, folks. I hope you've enjoyed this. If you have any questions for us or any opinions about Captain America, I mean, you know, I always love to hear that. I do still love to scream about that sometimes, which is why I just recorded this podcast about it. Thank you, Raina, for doing this with me. I hope this was satisfying for you.
No, it was very satisfying for
Happy
me.
Happy Hanukkah!
This was my holiday catharsis.
Yes, this is my holiday gift to you. And we'll just divide this podcast by 8, and I will deliver it to you in chunks.
Oh. That warms my heart.
Well, happy Hanukkah, everyone, and you can, if you want to reach out to us with a happy Hanukkah, or with questions, or if you're really pissed off about something that we said, because God, did we say a lot. I think I may have mentioned Gangbang Fix at one time, and I'm not going to lie to you. I was lying about that. I think I've read maybe one. I'm really not as spicy as I look. Oh, God. That
I
makes
feel
me
like
so...
I've definitely read more Gangbang Fix than you.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's completely factual. And you know what? All of the ones I read were about Bucky Barnes. There's this really great one where he's, like, at a party in the 1930s, and they make him wear the sexy mask, and it's a commentary on cultural appropriation. Also, almost all of the fics that I've referenced have been by Hans Beckhart, who is my dear friend, and I love her, and you should read all of her fics. Not you, Raina, necessarily. Just, you know, you, listener, read all of Hans Beckhart's fics. I'm in one of them. So, self-burn.
Any questions, comments, concerns?
Defend your ship on Twitter and email.
And Gmail.
Yeah, defendyourship@gmail.com. That's us. That's a wrap.
So I think we got wrecked.
I did. I'm wrecked. I'm really tired.
I don't know if it's in a good way, but we got wrecked.
You know what? It's in an existential way. We got existentially wrecked. Sometimes we do that too. Sometimes you get wrecked in an existential way.
Okay. Cool. Bye, y'all.